Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Saint Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. That's where you go to pick up an ATV, UTV, e-bike, motorcycle, Yamaha golf cart, best in the business, and on and on and on. Thank you to them. You can get more information at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. I'm as surprised as you are that this show is happening right now. Let me just describe to you what's been going on. Hold on. There's a couple of hairs out of place and I can't have that. All right. The internet has been completely shit and nothing has worked. And that's been that way since last night. And it was something at the radio station 200 miles away, from what I'm understanding, that caused this issue. And I don't know how. I'm still, honestly, kind of like cataloging all this information that has come to me. Because I spent the last 5 hours today. I woke up and I've been working on this for 5 hours. Because there was no internet. And, I mean, talk about being crippled. Nothing gets done. Nothing. And I'm like, well, I gotta come up with a plan B. I got to do something. So I went ahead and I dug this old laptop that I have. And I dug it out. And I was like, all right, I can do the show with this thing. And I quickly learned that is not going to work. But, I mean, I was like doing all these because the thing hasn't even been turned on in years. So it's like everything had to be updated. So I was trying to figure that out and do that. And then I'm doing all this boring troubleshooting here, trying to figure out what happened because I left here Thursday and then everything was fine. I come back and everything has gone south. Now, the confusing thing that is even more of a mystery is my broadcast that I do for Q100 Michigan. It needs the internet in order to work. And I did my broadcast today. Everything was fine. But my computer is telling me that I have no internet. I have the internet. But something's... Okay, so I went so far as to like change out specific cords into the router. And I'm underneath this table. I can't see. I'm blind as a fucking bat. I got my glasses on. I'm like this. This is me. And I got the stupid light on. So awful. And nothing. Nothing at all. So then I shot a quick video for Twitch here on my cell phone. And I was like, well, I got to tell them that it was so embarrassing. God, I hate that. But now I was talking then shortly before the end of the show, this guy, Anthony, the Brain, he's the IT guy. And when I was, because Thursday I got up north, Friday I went to the radio station and did the show. And I'm sitting there and it's 1 minute before my show starts. Again, it's 200 miles away. How this could affect me here, we don't yet know yet. And I don't know if we ever will because all I care about is that it's fucking working. And 3 minutes to 10 a.m., it started working. And I was like, we're in business. Let's go. Fix your hair. We got to do a show. Friday morning, 5:59 a.m., the power goes out at the radio station. Power comes back on. Everything's fine. 8:20, power goes back out. Now, I don't know for sure if this is connected. But at about that same time, the internet went out at Q100. And they were running on backup internet, whatever the hell that is. I mean, I know what it is, but how they do it, I don't know. And so when everything was going crazy this morning, as I'm scrambling to figure this out, I call tech guy number two. He doesn't have as much internet brilliance as tech guy number one. But tech guy number two says, boy, what you're going through sounds like what we're going through with at the radio station 200 miles away from you. And I'm like, okay, is that a thing where like one computer with an issue can talk another computer 200 miles away into acting like an asshole? I need to get the brain on here. This is the brain. Anthony the Brain.
Yo.
Anthony, I'm podcasting just so you don't say anything bad.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So I was just telling the audience that 2 minutes before 10, I realized I had internet. Is this my fault? Does this have to do with the power outage? Does this have to do with what you were experiencing at Q100?
This is completely due to the power outage and what happened at Q100.
Oh, thank God. How can a power outage 200 miles away from me here do that? That sounds ridiculous.
So we have two servers here, and, you know, we're migrating to the new one.
Yeah.
And I left one setting undone on the old server. It was still running. They were running side by side. I was still doing some testing.
Yeah.
Well, when the power went out, the previous server didn't come back online. And so what was happening is the new server, when somebody would go online and try and get to a website, the new server would say, well, hang on, I've got to relay it through the old server, instead of the new server saying, oh, go here. So once I updated those settings, boom, everything went through.
So you're telling me that my home internet has to go through Q100?
Well, it's not your home internet. It's the DNS server that your internet uses.
Ow.
As a relay. So your internet was fully intact. It was just the DNS server that it was pointing to wasn't existent.
Okay. Okay, I am so happy. So you just had to go and click, unclick, do what you do, and then it goes.
I literally punched in four numbers and hit apply, and everything started flying again.
Oh, my gosh. I was pulling my hair out. I couldn't believe it.
You and me, too.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. Okay, well, I think we got it. Thank God for you, okay?
Hey, appreciate it. If you have any other issues, let me know. But I think we got this little bug worked out, and that honestly makes this project a wrap. So I'm excited about that.
Oh my gosh, you should! I was so frustrated. I was calling people saying I'm crippled. I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm glad I got you back on the air. Glad things are running smooth here, because even here, when they were trying to go to websites and stuff, it would take forever.
Yes.
And basically what it is, you know, it's trying to go through this DNS server and it doesn't see it. So it's like, well, where is it? Where is it? So eventually it times out and it will load, because then it defaults to another one. But the time that it takes to default over, you know, is the time that you're waiting. Once I made that change, boom, everything was good to go.
I'm so dependent on the internet. It was crippling.
We all are. Isn't it wild?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day, brother.
All right, buddy. That's the brain. Holy shit. So, that's it. Now, I understood. I figured that out in real time with you. Now, let me take you through this. Tophus says, did they fix your stream? Different issue. That's related to Twitch. And I haven't, outside of turning it on and turning it off, I haven't done a lot to try to take care of that, but thank you. So I'm telling you, all of today, I mean, it was a weird day to begin with because I was supposed to, I've been fasting and I haven't had any coffee because I've got to give a blood test for my physical. So you can't drink any coffee because it'll throw off the test. So I was, my brain was fried. I'm like, what is going on? I can't even have any coffee. Holy shit. It was terrible. So that's all happening. And then since I spent the whole morning troubleshooting, nothing got done. Nothing at all that I normally get done. So I went ahead and I called the big 101.3 radio station. The guy who runs the radio station is Dave. I go, Dave, my internet is down. And he goes, well, then come into the radio station and do your voice tracks. I'm like, oh, God. So my plan was, and I shot that video saying, hey, I don't know what's going on. Things are crazy. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I went ahead and did that. And then my plan was to go right at like 10 to get the blood drawn. And but then when I saw that the internet came back on, I said, you know, fuck that shit. I'm going to get after this as quickly as I can. And then we have our staff meeting at 11 a.m. for the radio station, which ought to be just chock full of fun. And then I'll come back. So after the meeting, I'm going to do the 11 a.m. radio station meeting, and then I'm going to go get the blood draw. So the second half of this podcast, I should say, won't be till sometime after that. But man, oh, that's a bad, bad feeling. In fact, I went ahead and because I had to prepare for the class tonight. I'm teaching. And I in order to get all my lecture notes done, I had to do it on my phone, which kind of sucks. But my God, I cannot imagine. That was a bad feeling because I'm like, I don't even know where to begin to it. Do I have to unhook my computer and drive it over to Alan's house at Blue Frost IT and have him look at it? Is that what I'm going to do? Bob says, is that computer why the tower light is out at the radio station? And Badger says, is the bulb on the tower replaced? No. It is a helicopter magnet. Bob says, any estimate on about when, since the second Twitch notification never comes? Yeah, that's weird. Let me do some math. So 11 to 11:30 is a meeting. Then I got to drive. I'm guessing no later than 1. Amanda says, crap, I didn't send my weight because I thought he was off until Tuesday. I'll send it tomorrow. I haven't even had time to weigh myself. I'll have to do the same thing. Rebecca is here. She says, hello, EZ. I hope your weekend of picking up sticks was restful and satisfying. Boy, was it. Oh, my God. In fact, I wandered over to this spot where a bunch of down trees are from the ice storm. And it's right across the street from Gary and Barb's. And there are a couple of folks. I would guess they're about 65. And I think Barb's got the hots for me. And I think Gary knows it, and he's pissed off at me. And I just got that vibe the most this past time because I was clearing some brush across the street from their place. And I always like to go see them. So she's on the porch. I go, hi, Barb. And she goes, hi, Eric. I go, hey, can I come visit? Oh, I wish you would. All right. Now, I might just be being polite, but I get there and Gary comes out and he sits down and he looked like he was going to kill me the whole time. And Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, "Easy, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling?" I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, "Dad, what do you want for Christmas?" And I go, "Well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like." And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Amy says, "That's because easy is a hard living line 11. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. They're from the beautiful community of St. John's, Michigan, which I think is someplace near Lansing. So they go up there, and Barb's there, and Gary's there, and we're having a conversation, and she's just giving me googly eyes. You ever get googly eyes? Her eyes are looking me up and down, and she's in love with me. I can just sense it. And Gary's seething over this conversation. We're talking about the Tigers closing up for the winter, the usual nonsense. And then I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting out of here, because I thought Gary was gonna kill me. Got out of there. Amy says, "Oh my God, that's where I grew up, St. John's." Outstanding. When we were talking on one of the last shows, we were talking about documentaries. And we have a lot of documentary watching. I think the one that we're supposed to watch right now is what happened to Aunt Diane or some shit. But Amanda suggested a show called Dear Zachary. I don't know what this show is. But from what I'm hearing by the various audience members is that it's really painful to watch. I don't know in particular what that means. Is it horrifying, sad? And Maureen says, I watched Dear Zachary. I hate you a little bit, not going to lie. Well, you said that to Nick in Houston. Was it Nick who recommended it? Amanda, I told EZ he needs to watch Dear Zachary. Okay, so Amanda and Nick both want me to watch that. Okay, I'm a little bit concerned with this. I can handle being mystified or dumbfounded or perplexed, but I don't want to be sad. Maureen says it's a tearjerker. Aw, man. Branjo is here. He says, finally watched Unknown Caller yesterday. I knew the twist, but still couldn't believe it. Maureen says, I did hear about that show from Nick, but I can hate Amanda a little too. It's very sad. Yeah, Amanda was adamant. You got to watch this. No, I don't. No, thank you. Okay, so yeah, the weekend, it was full of that. Stick fest, no injuries, no lost dogs, all good. Ate like a king and a queen. Remember, there are no calories when you're on a trip, even if it's one as short as that. I did get into some hot water, though, and I got into big trouble with Pooh Bear. And this stems from me bringing her some food home. After going to the radio station and we shot a video that we needed to shoot, they had pizza there. And I brought home a couple pieces of pizza. And I said, hey, actually three. And I go, hey, I brought this home for you. And she goes, oh, thank you so much. I wanted something to eat. Thank you so much. And she ate a piece of pizza and then she put it in the fridge. And so then 2 hours later pass, and then I went in there and I ate the rest of the pizza that I got for her, and I ate it all. And I didn't think a second thought about it. And I walk outside and I go, damn, that pizza was good. That was that BC pizza. That was good. There it is. There's a logo right there. And, I don't know if you've ever had the those pinwheels. It was actually the pinwheels that I ate. I said pizza, but it was pinwheels. So there was three of them. She ate one. Then I ate the other two. I go, damn, those pinwheels are good. She goes, did you have one? I go, yeah, I had them both. She goes, what? What? Why would you do that? You got that for me. I go. And I didn't say a word. I just looked at her. And she goes, I wanted those. I was going to have those like later on. And I was like, I had nothing. I had nothing to say. And she was pissed. And I said, all right. So later on, I said, can I get an update on Pooh Bear points? She says, you have zero Pooh Bear points. You don't bring me home food and then eat it yourself, idiot. I go, you're 100% right. The mouse count is still zero inside of the trailer. However, I did find a couple of mice inside of the bucket. You know, the walk the plank thing that I utilized. And if you ever have a mice problem, a mouse problem, get the walk the plank bucket trick. I am such a believer in it. And we put such a huge dent in the mouse population with the mouse genocide that we don't have mice anymore. I have finally done it. It has been so long since we have seen any mouse leavings, poop, pee, a sprung trap with a dead mouse in it. Nothing. You have to try this if you have mice in your house. Tyler says, my dad uses walk the plank for chipmunks. Yeah, it'll work. Chipmunks, squirrels, they're all dead. Walk the plank is great. All right. Anyway, while that was all going on, there was a lot happening in the world. First off, the Lions won 34-13, 34-10. Looking for Joe Martinez. He should show up here anytime to tell us that we're all stupid for rooting for the Lions. Michigan did not play. Now, to me, the dream weekend would be Lions win and Michigan loses. Not that I dislike Michigan, but I just dislike fans who are annoying, and that's them. Where was I? Rebecca, she said, picking up sticks and restful, satisfying, yes. Last week, I weighed in at 278.8. This week, 278.5. Not much change, but it's not a gain. So you're down 0.3. Going to just keep on trucking and using Jeremy as my motivation. I am so proud of him and the work that he's done. The confidence he's gained in himself is so incredible. We went for breakfast stupid early this morning after he was finished with work. He had already checked the menu and picked the best caloric option based on what he weighed in at and how he ate over the weekend. I am so excited to celebrate with him when he hits his goal weight. Hope you have a fantastic week. Signed, Becky. Thank you. The week started out rough, no doubt, but here we are. Jeremy started the week, well, last week at 204.4. And he has again dropped his 2+ pounds. Wow. Losing another 2.1 pounds is awesome. And there you go. That's the scale right there. 202.3 pounds. Skinny, teeny, weeny, itsy bitsy Jeremy. Wow. Your weight at the start was about 335. That means you've dropped about 133 pounds. My gosh. Absolutely awesome. So the goal weight of 202 or 200 pounds, it might be next week, just like that. What a ride. He says, not much to report. Spent the week with Becky again. That was fun. Another 2.1 pounds lost too. I hope to have something a little more poignant next week. We'll see, one day at a time. That's how it all started. That's how I've made it this far, and that's how I will continue my success going forward. God, I'm telling you, man, this would be an awesome book. My life losing, my year of losing 135 pounds. Maureen says, I miss Jeremy in the chat. Stupid new job keeping him away from us. Tophus says, can he jump higher now? I bet. I bet he's an athletic machine. He could be. Pertaining to the BC Pizza Pinwheels, Chris says, so healthy too, Chris K. All right. So, yeah, I'm kind of having a hard time figuring out where to start and focus on for this show because I did show planning whatsoever because I was trying to troubleshoot this internet thing that had been causing me problems. But it's weird going the day doing this show without any caffeine in you. It's not impossible, but my God, I feel different. You know, I'm actually going through caffeine withdrawal right now as we speak. There was a massive murder, mass killing that took place. I hate to focus on that, but that did happen at a church, Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. So that would be Mormons, if I'm understanding this correctly, in the community of, what was it, Maureen? Again, it's near your neck of the woods. Not Burton. Oh, Grand Blanc, Michigan. So I guess the psychopath who is an ex-military. He's about a 40-year-old guy who smashed his vehicle into the front of the facility and then started shooting. Tons of casualties, I think 4 or 5 deceased. And then the church burned to the ground, like the guy had accelerant or gas or whatever the fuck. And, excuse me, ignited a fire. There were a couple of people there with guns. I think one is like an off-duty natural resource, Department of Natural Resources, DNR officer, and another one that was a cop, probably running security for the church. And they ended up shooting the guy dead. Churches nowadays, they have, a lot of churches, they at least they should, have a security detail. My stepsister, sister, Sue, they have a church that they attend, and Marquis is Sue's husband, and Marquis is in charge of security at that place. So they have a plan. Everybody's armed to the teeth. But still, if you got a guy who's smashing in the front of the building with his truck, and you know, lighting the place on fire and shooting everybody, there's it's tough to defend that. By the way, there's been a lot of talk about, obviously, with the shootings that have been so pervasive in our society for decades now, and every time we turn around, there's another one. And especially in particular, the shooting of Charlie Kirk, when people were like, well, yeah, you know, gun control. That would not have helped Charlie Kirk at all. The weapon that the bad guy used was like a family member's, like his grandpa or something like that. It's an old rifle that he took. So I don't, you know, come on. Anyway. All right, this is what I'm going to do. I did want to get the show started at least, but I am going to cut early just because I have to, well, prep. I don't have a damn thing to talk about other than what I've already talked about so far. So since I am under the gun, with all the things that have happened with the internet, I wanted to just get out there and get this show started to some degree. But I will come back with more a little bit later on. So thank you for being part of Act 1, and I'll be back later on with Act 2. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.